Welcome to the One Thing Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Kokoska. You know, each one of us wants more. We want more out of our careers, our relationships, and our personal lives. At the same time, we want less. We want fewer distractions and less on our plate. Today, I have Scott Schwertle, founder and CEO of Ethos 3. Scott, tell us a little bit about yourself and the purpose of Ethos 3.
Sure thing. I founded Ethos 3 back in 2006. And Ethos 3 is essentially, in a nutshell, sort of a presentation design and training company. So really our core focus is really helping companies with their presentations, whether it be on the presentation design front or on the presentation training side of things, where we essentially teach and empower people to really sort of learn the essential skill sets to build, design, and deliver better presentations moving forward. Presentations are pretty much our sort of bread and butter, sort of what we do day in and day out.
Gotcha. And if I wanted to find information about your company, where would I go?
People can learn more about Ethos 3 at ethos3.com. And that's ethos3.com.
Fantastic. So, Scott, how did you happen to get in touch with The One Thing?
Yeah, great question. Actually, it was kind of a unique situation. I was actually just traveling and just on a business trip. And I was in a terminal and actually was in a, I believe, 20-minute window, 30-minute window. I saw two people actually carrying a hard copy version of The One Thing. And thought that was kind of interesting that two people in such a short span of time, this must be a really popular book. What am I missing out on? And so when I actually got back, in front of my laptop, I just did a quick Amazon search, found a copy, and added it to my Kindle library, and the rest is sort of history. So that's really sort of how I came across it.
Good job. Now you've read the book. What stood out in The One Thing, and how have you applied the teachings to your business and your life?
You know, really probably the biggest takeaway for me from the book is really just the core theme, which is really focusing on the one thing. And, being an entrepreneur and being that I sort of, created my company 7 years ago, I've naturally always sort of had an entrepreneurial type spirit. And so one thing I've always had a battle over the last few years, particularly as my company has stabilized and really sort of landed in a healthy spot, is really sort of trying to avoid distractions. Those distractions can be anything from either starting another company, starting another business. I happen to be a huge fan of WordPress. Creating a blog here or there is something that's really easy for me to do. And so really these distractions over the last 3 to 4 years have really sort of haunted me, and they constantly sort of pull me away from really what should be my one thing or my core purpose, which is Ethos 3. That's how I make a living. That's really what pays the bills. Really this book is just sort of a really healthy, great reminder that I really just need to stop focusing on these other items and do the thing that I do best, which is presentations. It's what my team does best. Now really over the last few months, I've sort of refocused my energy and my time back into my business, rather than focusing on these distractions. And I'm already seeing sort of some tremendous results from that. So it's been sort of a lifesaver in its own way. So truly appreciative for the book.
Fantastic. Tell me about your company's book club.
Yeah, we and this is a lot of great lessons also from The One Thing on this one. We have 10 core values at Ethos 3, and one of our core values is always to pursue growth and learning. And so one of the things that we do here at Ethos 3 is anytime we bring on a new team member, they're provided with a Kindle, and then with that Kindle, they're provided access to a pretty comprehensive Kindle library. And so we always encourage sort of learning and growth. Each team member is generally required to read a book once a month. And at the end of reading that book, they're required to put together a net out, which is really just sort of a short sort of one sheet sort of book report on sort of what the key learnings were, key insights. And most importantly, they're supposed to lay out sort of practical application. So how can they take what they've learned from this book and then apply it to their position, to the company, not only for professional growth, but also for personal growth as well. And so with that said, such a huge fan of this book, I've actually had my whole entire project management team go through The One Thing as their reading assignment for last month. And definitely a lot of positive feedback, a lot of great lessons learned, and hearing some of those things being applied, in that particular department. So definitely happy about that.
Excellent. And how do you see this affecting your company long term, The One Thing principles, that is?
Yeah, definitely. The fact that my project management team just went through it really where I'm seeing some practical application is the fact that they do work in project management. This really includes sort of my client services managers as well as my traffic manager. They're sort of the face of these three. So they help our clients see projects from start to finish. And so, you know, I sort of proposed the question back to them a few weeks ago about, you know, what is their one thing for their area? And so what I'm seeing really is just more of a sort of narrow focus on their individual tasks, whether it's creating great customer experiences and letting that be their one thing and being the best at that, whether it's understanding internal processes and being sort of the internal resource for team members. Some are really focusing in on that. But whether it be an external focus or an internal focus, the fact that they're sort of stepping away from these sort of multitasking, you know, distractions or myths that tend to sort of plague the workplace, where they can really center in on a key strength or a key attribute. Right now, I'm seeing most of that focus benefiting us internally, but as we sort of get our things in order, I know ultimately it's going to have a positive impact on our clients' experience with us. And so, you know, as they grow personally and professionally, it just makes us that much better of service providers for our clients and constituents. So, yeah, definitely seeing some slow growth movement in that direction.
Excellent answer, Scott. Good job. Now tell me, distraction is something you mentioned a little bit earlier. And being an owner of a small business, many entrepreneurs, they struggle with distraction. So what strategies do you use to avoid distractions?
You know, a lot of it is, comes down to sort of knowing what my priorities are and knowing how to sort of narrow my focus on, focusing on things that at the end of the day that are truly going to add value. I can chase things like email and to-do lists and things like that all day long. But at the end of the day, if I look back and think, you know, where did I truly add value? Usually it's not a whole lot. And so it's really just sort of helped me sort of fine-tune where I need to invest my time, my energy. And I know the whole idea of working in your strengths is sort of a popular topic these days, but just knowing to program myself into those areas of strength has really sort of been eye-opening by, again, sort of just focusing on those things that are essential rather than non-essential. Because, definitely easy to trace or chase sort of those many distractions that exist out there.
Gotcha. Now, Scott, what have you found most surprising in reading and applying the one thing?
You know, I always read a lot about the whole idea of multitasking, but this book in particular really sort of helped clear it up and really sort of get right to the point. And, you know, I've always used to pride myself, particularly even going through college and even sort of the early days of my corporate career, being sort of, you know, I remember going in job interviews and sort of bragging about my ability to multitask and do things simultaneously. But the book really sort of opened up my eyes and was probably more of a harder reminder of that, yeah, multitasking is truly a myth, that to really do great things, to sort of even create your own personal legacy, whether it be for yourself or for the brand that you run and operate, you've got to have more of that hyper-niche focus on tasks, on projects, because at the end of the day, you can't do everything. And so I think if I can get myself and my team sort of in more of that mindset that let's ignore and not pursue multitasking, let's get more hyper-focused, you know, hopefully, and I'm already seeing it already, that we'll continue to see tremendous results from it. So I know personally I am. I'm now sort of focusing my day on those more essential items, and, you know, if I sort of monitor my value add at the end of the day, it's so much bigger now than it was even just a few months ago. So multitasking, I think, is really the thing that sort of stood out to me with this read.
Excellent, Scott. And what would your parting thoughts or words of wisdom to our listeners be?
You know, going back to the general theme of what the book is all about, it's find that thing that obviously you can get around, that you're passionate about, that you have strength in, and pursue it. And avoid those distractions, because at the end of the day, they're not going to really get you anywhere. And so if you can channel your energy, if you can channel your focus on just one or two, three probably big things. I know most people like to sort of, you know, compartmentalize their life into buckets, whether it's a finance bucket, a spiritual bucket, a career bucket, a family bucket. You know, if you can narrow down that one thing for each of those buckets and just put everything into it, my parting wisdom is I think your life will be so much better if you can do that, rather than chase 5 or 12 different items in each bucket. It's just, there's only so much time in the day. You're you know, only human. There's only so much you can do. So, focus on the one thing and you'll see tremendous results.
All right, Scott, thank you so much for your investment of time with us today. And thank you to our listeners. Remember to go to theonething.com. That's with the number one to find out about training opportunities, coaching opportunities, as well as keynote and workshop opportunities. And thank you again. Talk to you again next time.